I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible, where we are on day 54 of our journey through the great book of Hebrews. We are right in the middle of Hebrews chapter 13, the final chapter in this book. And today we're looking at verses 11 to 14 and asking this question: what should we expect in this world? Hebrews 13, 11 to 14. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. That's Hebrews 13, verses 11 to 14 in the English Standard Version. Join the Navy. See the world. The recruiting poster caught the young man's eyes, and he started dreaming of lying on exotic beaches on beautiful locations around the world. 6 months later, he found himself peeling potatoes and washing dishes deep in the bowels of a large ship, helping prepare meals for hundreds of hungry sailors. He turned to his kitchen maid and said sarcastically, "Join the Navy," they told me. "See the world," they said. "All I've seen are potatoes and dirty dishes." Expectations are critical in life. When our expectations are frustrated, we feel disappointed. The gap between the good experience that we expect and the not-so-good experience we live instead can cause much heartache. So what did you expect from the Christian life in this world? Did you believe those who promised you prosperity and happiness? And have you been disappointed? Did you think that following Jesus would win you friends and admirers because people would see you as being good and respectable? Have you instead been rejected or ridiculed by the world? Did you think the Christian life would get easier as you got older, only to find that you're still dealing with temptations and frustrations that sometimes seem overwhelming? The Bible is very honest and fair about what we should expect in the Christian life. Following Christ in this world will get us hated by the world and engaged in a lifelong war against our own sinful nature, the rebellious world, and the devil who hates us. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me before it hated you," in John 15, 18. And Paul said, "Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted," in 2 Timothy 3:12. In today's Hebrews passage, we have the same message. Christ was rejected and suffered for our sins outside the camp. We need to be prepared for the same rejection. We must remember that we have no abiding city here in this fallen world. We must choose. We can either try to win approval from the world by denying Christ and failing to be faithful to him, or we can accept the world's scorn for following Christ. We cannot have both the praise of the world and faithfulness to Christ. History is littered with the remains of people and institutions that have chased the approval of the world and abandoned Christ. Harvard, Yale, Brown, and Princeton were all founded as Christian universities whose primary calling was to train ministers for the gospel. As you face the decision today to choose Christ or the world, remember this. Jesus rejected the crowds that wanted to make him king and instead chose to go outside the camp to the shameful death of the cross for you and for me. Can we claim to be his followers if we choose to do otherwise?